Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a story titled, Town Leaves Vacancies on Diversity Committee, Library Board, published February 10. I write to express my disappointment regarding the recent article concerning the vacancy on the Library Board and the subsequent inaction from the Mayor, Deputy Mayor and Council. As a former library employee and avid library user, I cannot help but feel disheartened by the lack of attention and consideration given to this matter. The mayor's characterization of the library board's tough year, as both dismissive and ignorant, especially considering the hardships endured by library staff this past summer. As someone who spent 71 days on the picket line, facing financial strain and loss of health benefits, I can attest to the severity of the situation. It is concerning that such experiences seem overlooked or undervalued by those in positions of authority. The failure to address the vacancy on the library board further underscores the apparent lack of commitment from the mayor, deputy mayor and council towards the library's well-being. While I appreciate Ward 1 Coun. Geraldine Duhaney's support for filling the vacancy, it is disheartening that more members did not share this sentiment. The lack of discussion and transparency surrounding this issue only exacerbates the frustration felt by myself and others invested in the library's success. I implore council to reconsider their stance and take action to fill the vacancy on the library board. Our community deserves dedicated and proactive leadership to ensure the continued prosperity of our library system. Sincerely, Natasha Philpott, Bradford.